This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Thursday. This week has just gone by very quickly. For me,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I would think you'd be pretty busy this week with your mom in town, you know, helping out.
Yeah, the baby's right now going through a thing, so we're fairly sleepless. We don't know what. I think it might actually be the break of the routines that she's used to, but I don't know what it could be. It could also just be yet another, I don't know, growth. I don't know what the deal with the phases are, but if you have a kid, you realize, man, they go through them. Like, you get on a roll and you're like, this, I could do this forever. And then they change and you go, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
no.
I mean, she's been quite a handful already. And isn't she about to turn two? Terrible twos?
Yeah, let's not call it that.
Okay.
We really need
like
it to be
call it?
Like the okay
the terrific twos.
Like, just, let's just, it's a pandemic twos. Just be good. Please help us out.
Help us out. Yeah, that would be that'd be good. I hope that for you.
So,
you know, I don't want you to hit a breaking point or anything.
At 8:30 last night when I was watching before I went to go watch Big Brother, I looked on the little camera in the room and the missus was in the crib with the baby.
Oh my God.
So,
in the crib.
Like,
that's a sturdy crib.
It's desperate times. Well, she's fairly light, but yes, it's full-grown woman in there with her, just trying to get it done.
Oh, boy.
Come on, kid. Fall asleep.
I think one of the most traumatic times is when you switch them to, a little kid bed, you know, there's no cage anymore to hold them in. Because it's safer, because they start to climb out of the crib, but it's still, you know, they got to be convinced to stay there, and it seems like without a cage, how do you get a kid to do anything?
All right. Well, there's all that stuff's happening. Like, she went in one of the nights ago, she went into her older sister's room and said, my bed. And we're like, what? And she's like, this is where I sleep.
Oh.
And she started climbing onto it. And the big sister's going, no. And we're like in the middle of this.
Oh, God.
Kid drama. And we're just going, both of you, what the hell?
So now the one kid's not just a problem. She's, you know, creating an uproar with the other kid.
Right. From out of nowhere. Created a complete uproar. So,
did she just want to sleep with her sister, or was it
she just wants what her sister has.
Well.
And her sister's played into it by shutting the door and constantly being like on guard. Don't go in my room. Oh, God. Here we go.
Well, you know, there's nothing if there isn't sibling rivalry. And
yeah, but I mean, I even talked to the older, and maybe I did the wrong thing, but I talked to her. I'm like, you can't be competing with a one-year-old, dude. Like, I get it. You're still a kid, but come on.
Right.
You're not a baby. Like, don't buy into that. Like, do me a favor and just be, I don't want
make
you to grow up too
easier,
fast.
Make my life easier, children.
Right. But don't, you know, you don't need to be
right
going down to that level. She's one. Anyway, whatever. Good morning, everyone. Hi.
Hello.
I've got my coffee. And
actually, she's not one for long. Isn't her birthday Tuesday?
Less than a week.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It's weird, you know, that's one thing about this whole pandemic thing is, like, there's very little to look forward to. Because everything has a question mark next to it. I mean, that's a static thing. You can look forward to a birthday. you have no idea how you'll celebrate it or what you'll do, but at least you have it to look forward to. Like, you can sort of hope that your people do a little something for you. Nicole, when's your birthday?
January 21st, but today is my sister's birthday.
Oh!
So.
Happy birthday, sissy.
Madeline.
Yeah, we're a year and a half apart.
Well, happy birthday, Madeline.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do, but happy birthday.
Margaritas, how about that?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. They seem so celebratory, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that rock sculpture you made at the beach yesterday. That was really, really cool. How'd you do that?
That circle,
like it looked like a Martian crop.
Yeah, that was already circles. There.
Oh. That was. Oh, that you didn't do that?
No, I would take the credit for it.
I was like, whoa. Nicole.
Where'd you see that, Vin?
On her
Insta?
Yeah.
I'm looking right now. I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's called Land's End, and then once you go all the way to the end, it's like called Land's End Labyrinth. Yeah.
I'm very familiar. I just hadn't seen the. Design.
I found it from TikTok.
What?
Oh.
There was like this video that popped up, and I was like, "Where is that?" And then I looked it up.
Oh, neat!
And that's how I found it.
Hmm. So people don't go and kick those rocks. That's good.
No,
people ruin everything.
Yes,
you know?
They do.
You know how people are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty neat. You know, when I used to play Pokemon all the time, back in the old days, we would go to Land's End once a week.
Oh, really?
It was just sick with water monsters. Mm. Yeah. Remember that? Brittany, did you ever go there with me? Or was it just
Sean
and I would cross the bridge?
I
don't think so either, yeah.
Me and you used to do the wharf. I think I met you at the beach house or down next to the ocean.
Well, the beach house is, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait, is that the beach house?
Beach Chalet.
Beach Chalet, right.
Beach Chalet, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some good times, didn't we? Back in the day.
I got more exercise than I ever bargained for.
I know, me too. I was like, geez, let's go for another walk. I'm not doing anything.
It was fun, though.
Catch them all. It was fun.
We did spend like hours doing it after the show, which was...
Well, and I'll tell you something. I had never been to Land's End before, and I don't recognize that labyrinth.
Yeah,
so I must have just been looking at my phone. But
yeah, it's off like a cliff, and you have to like kind of hike down to it.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be doing that. No. That seems too hard. You got to hike back up again.
Yeah. You know? I mean, there's a couple of staircases to go down, but then there's, like, these other trails. And the only reason why I knew where to go is because there was a lot of people when I first got there. But when I was going back up, because I wasn't sure where to go back up, but there's a lot of people coming down. So I was like, yep, it's time to leave. So, but everybody was wearing masks and stuff. So that was good.
That's good.
Yeah. Being respectful. What made you go to Land's End yesterday? Were you?
I was just bored. And then my friend wanted to go on a hike, and I was like, meet me out here. So we just went.
It's kind of in the opposite direction from home. Were you just like not in a hurry to get home?
No.
Like, let's just hang.
It was nice and cool over here, and then it's hotter at home. Oh. Even with AC. So I'm like, I'm just going to be bored in the house or going to hike.
In the house, bored. Right?
Yeah.
You know that forever there was a restaurant on that road because I used to live right there.
Yeah,
Lewis's was the name of the restaurant, and I think they're closed for good. Like the pandemic did them in.
Because they were, I was going to say the last time I was there, I think that restaurant was still there. But you're right. I mean, there's so many things that are like beloved landmarks that are just. Going to be gone after this whole thing.
I think so. There used to be when I lived down there. There used to be this. I don't know any other way to refer to her than an old lady. But she was precious and she was really sweet and she was a waitress at whatever age she must have been. And maybe she was one of the owners. I don't even know. But you would go down there and the wig this lady put on.
Oh,
you know, like when. Like my grandma used to do it too. I didn't know until I saw her without it that, oh my God, that's not
that
her
thing
hair.
You wear is a wig.
Right. But this lady was, she's kind of like a landmark herself. She was always there. And anytime I, you know, hung out with someone and then, you know, we'd walk down to the restaurant for breakfast, she'd be the first thing that everyone sort of commented on.
What did her wig look like?
Just a full-on wig, like it wasn't
really gray.
No, nope, no. Oh. Very, very a new head of hair on a
brown, like
yes,
a,
yes, very so dark.
She had
very
a
fake,
a very
looking.
Dark fake hair on top of her old ass face.
Right. Yes. Mm. Well, I was trying to be delicate, but yeah.
That's it. Way to lay it all out there.
Well, I want to get the
no,
I want to get
I
the
mean,
full
I,
picture.
Yes, I there it is, and that's that. She was always
was
there.
Keeping,
and,
was she staying in the lines, coloring her lips and everything, or was that also
she's
a...
yeah, she was. She was. Anyway, the point is, I think that that restaurant right over there is now gone for good. I could be mm-hmm. wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
That sucks.
Because yeah, that does suck. But I think I read that Lewis's is gone for good, and I went oh. I've eaten there a ton of times. Oh, and the old lady. I wonder where she works now.
Well, I mean,
it has been
20
years.
20 plus years. Maybe she retired. Yeah. Still living happily, walking the beach every day. Let's hope so. Wouldn't it be nice to live forever?
Fingers crossed. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's funny. Sumner Redstone, he died. We found out yesterday. And I was reading through just some of his stuff. You know, how he gets started and all this. I guess the Succession thing is it's a huge deal because...
It has been for a long time.
Right.
They've been... Go ahead.
He's got a daughter, Shari, that I guess is going to step in right now. But basically, there's quotes from him going, well, I'm never going to die. So it's not... Right. Don't worry about it.
No, they've had lawsuits, and the board has been in, you know, major lawsuits with him. It's been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's been hanging on and holding up what I think most of them believe is us going on with business. But it's his. He started, you know, I mean, he's...
It is. But he's got, like, one of those irrevocable trusts, and, you know, mm-hmm. so it's... Hard to fight with it. But yes, there are a zillion shareholders and people are like, well, now what's going to happen? So we'll see. I guess it'll all shake out in the end, won't it? It'll be like HBO's Succession. You know, the family all murders each other. So a happy ending.
Yeah, I don't know that dude's whole story, but I'm sure he lived, you know, a very big life. And there at the end, he held on.
He sure did.
He
yeah.
really held on. Like, man, most people, you'd go, dude, retire and go have a light. Like, you know, you built a fortune. You built a huge business that's going to live well beyond you.
Yep.
And he wasn't having it.
If I die, then I'm dead. If I stop working, then I might die.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, he hasn't been in great health over the last decade and... You know, still in 2014, he was saying, I have no intention of dying. So, well, nobody ever intends it, do they? I mean,
well,
I guess some people
us don't
do,
want
sure,
to think about it right. is more likely. Yeah.
Right. You just kind of hope it goes easy. Isn't some horrible thing where you're trapped
good morning,
under something,
everybody.
Dying slowly. Yeah. Something to look forward to, you guys. I know. Back to the main theme. It's, you know.
Make it a good one.
Yeah. Live today like it's your last. It might be.
Right.
So, you know, take it easy out there.
So did you stay up for your show?
I didn't. Did you? It sounds like you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can. I'm now, because I'm not commuting, I'm fairly regularly getting into bed between 8:30 and 9. So
wow.
I was able to, you know, I started it. I went to bed late for sure, but I... And that's because there were some things going on here at the house. But, yeah, I watched the whole thing. It was good.
Maybe I'll try and start doing that because it you know, it's on at 8 now every night. So it's on again tonight, right?
You tell me.
Yeah, I think it's an 8 o'clock show tonight,
I don't know.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
They used
I know
to
it was
do
on.
Wonky different times. It was really weird last week. But I think that they said they're settling in on 8 o'clock for all three shows a week on Big Brother.
Yeah,
but
Texter
yeah, well,
yelled
I'll...
at us last week and said it was the golf is why it was all screwed up. Okay, God.
You take it easy. We don't
know. It's tonight at 8 p.m.
All right.
That's good. Great. Okay, so maybe we can talk about both tomorrow then.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I gave myself the Survivor 2-day window. So that'll actually be, and I figured tomorrow I could take it. It's Friday tomorrow.
Right.
We have actual plans this weekend. We'll see how those go. Knock wood.
What do you mean?
We're doing a bike ride.
With no one.
No. No, with the
in your backyard.
No, the
that
people
little
that
cement
we...
pathway would looks like a good nice circle.
Yeah, it's a good solid circle. It's you know the bikes are too fast for that. Vin, these e-bikes. You know we don't want to get bucked off, a la Simon Cowell. But we have our regular bike gang, Critical Mass, and some of them are quarantined right now.
Oh, so they're not coming, right?
Oh, no. No.
Okay, good.
So we have these other friends who recently got e-bikes, and so we're going to go with them. Everybody in masks and eating outdoors somewhere, and we'll see.
Right.
We'll see how it goes. I know. It's always like anything new that you do, it's like scary, and it'll be the first time I've been out of the house in really forever.
It'll be fine. You know, one of the things that you can do if you happen upon a restaurant that looks sketchy is keep riding.
Yes. Yep. Keep on going. Wow. A lot of people there. Let's find
move on down the road.
Let's go someplace where no one likes the food.
Right. Well,
you know, that'll be, we can order spaghetti. How could spaghetti be dangerous? You know,
I don't know.
It could be. I guess if the pot of sauce is sitting there all day, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm sure we'll live. I'm sure we'll survive it, Vin.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
We'll see how we do.
That's great. You know, by the way, I read up on Cowell's crash.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, they're mistakenly calling what he was riding an e-bike. What he was riding was more like an e-motorcycle.
It has sort of a light dirt bike.
Yeah, but it had, it absolutely goes, I think they were saying between 60 and 80 miles per hour.
Oh,
so the thing
you're
is,
kidding
no,
me.
No, the thing is for real. Like it's not, and they're,
oh my
they're
God.
Trippy because they're really what, on that line between this is not a bike. Like
yeah.
You cannot sell that as a bicycle, but it's not a motorcycle either. So they're really, that's like, what he got was the highest end
hybrid,
blurring kinda. The definition of e-bike. And apparently, and I don't know exactly what the fall was. I didn't read about that, but I'm assuming he got out of control and wasn't wearing the right gear and probably wasn't even very learned on the bike to begin with.
Right. Well, it sounds like he was just riding around his driveway, so... You know, it wasn't like he was out on the open road. That sounds like a first time on the bike mess up.
Right.
The e-bikes, when I think of an e-bike, I think of mine, which is, because I know some people who have an actual throttle. They don't have to pedal, but they don't go more than, say, 25 miles an hour. And mine has like some kind of governor because I cannot get that thing over 20 miles an hour. Even like going down a hill, it's going,
good.
Nah. No, it's absolutely for the best. Like 20 miles an hour. Open air on a bicycle, it's fast.
Yeah,
fast enough
good.
For me. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 60 to 80 miles an hour, I'd be like, what am I doing on a bike going this fast?
Yeah.
This seems wrong.
I forget the name of the thing, but it's e-bikes are already pricey to begin with.
Oh,
but
yes.
This thing is, you know, and I can imagine with his money, he probably went into a store. They saw him coming and said, oh, you know what the best, you know.
Yeah.
And sold
pull
them.
Out the,
and
pull out the big one.
Right. And he probably bought it without, you know, he doesn't have to go, can my budget take this?
Yeah. Well, it's a $20,000 bike. And who knows what,
there you go.
What he got added to it. I mean, he is Simon Cowell. I'm sure they put diamonds on it or whatever.
Right.
But that is free to him. I don't know what his net worth is, but I'm assuming it's over $100 million. So I'm going to say that, you know, $20,000 is like what he's got in his pocket at any given time.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's free. Basically, he got a free bike and used it to break his back in his driveway later that day.
Yeah. Well,
later.
They say he's estimated at $500 million.
Oh, so yes, it's beyond. It's actually like they paid him to take it. It's just the opposite of what anybody else would experience if they had to shell out $20,000 for a bike. Anyway, I suppose if you're going to do
like
that,
a motorcycle. I'm watching videos on it, and it's just like this guy is racing actual motorcycles.
Is
that right? I didn't even look at the videos. Were they right about the speed? Can it go that fast?
I haven't read up on that.
Oh, yeah, but the one guy's on an actual... Oh, boy.
Yeah,
and because it's electric, it takes off fast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that in the end, the motorcycle wins, but, you know, what do I know?
Jesus.
That, it's just, oh my God, that's so scary.
Well, that's how homeboy broke his back.
Yeah. You know, in the end, if you're going to buy a bicycle that goes 60 miles an hour, just buy a motorcycle.
Oh my God.
Look at that guy just whizzing past another dude. Yeah. Oh, that seemed. Oh, and now he's doing a wheelie. Oh, maybe Simon saw this and he was like, oh, I'm going to do a wheelie.
That looks maybe. Like fun.
Does it?
Looks so yeah, yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, sure you a lot harder like than to live dangerously. Says the guy who wrecked on a motorcycle and broke both his legs.
Well,
you know.
Hold on, though. You should give Bryn a little credit. He also is a really good rider, and that was a you know, something went wrong with his yoga mat. That happens.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, yoga a duffel mat. Bag.
Jesus yeah. Christ, Bryn. What the
it
hell?
It was a duffel bag. It was just, it was dumb on my part. I should have strapped it down and, like,
yeah. You
know. Yeah.
So I would think, you know, the definition of a good rider would be the one who doesn't wreck. But, you know, what do I know?
Oh, my God.
Wow. There you go.
Oh. Well,
any rider
one of
knows
those shows
that,
yeah, today. It's, great. It's,
yeah, I know. She's really.
Everybody put on
moves.
A helmet.
That's right. You need a helmet. We need to. And your slide pants. What are those made out of? Leather? I don't know. The ones where you can fall off a motorcycle at high speeds and just glide along the ground without yeah. leaving a road rash. Okay. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.